Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning, we're going to be talking about how meditation saves your life, that meditation literally does save your life. And I was meditating on this myself this week, and I had such a long list of how meditation helps us in life that I decided to write down a few things because I knew I'd forget some of my ideas. So one of the things that meditation does is allow us to ground. And we want to remind ourselves what that does. It brings us into an awareness of the body. It allows ourselves, the spirit, to manifest in the physical world. Wow, grounding alone I could talk about for an hour. But let's look at the bigger picture of meditation as a whole. Another thing meditation brings you is neutrality. How many times do you get washed away by your emotions or someone else's emotions or some scary situation, which of course is emotions, and you use your meditation and your meditation techniques, you get back in the center of your head and you're able to be neutral and be in charge of the situation instead of terrified. One of my favorite things that meditation does is bring you into present time. And present time is where the body abides. The only place it can experience is here and now. We as spirit, as a part of God, can experience all time space spectrums. The body cannot. And so when we use our meditation to come into the present, we really fully live our lives. And we're going to focus on that as one of our favorite things of meditation today. Another thing meditation does is it gives you communication, all levels of communication, communication with yourself, the spirit, not just the physical world. Your communication, most importantly, with God. You also enhance your communication with all the great teachers. Of course, then they're angels you get to communicate with, and your meditation brings you that. And you get to meditate and communicate more fully with your body. And for you to make it through this world, you definitely need to communicate with your body. Now, another thing your meditations do is help you acknowledge your emotions and learn to control them. The emotions are just part of the body. And when you meditate, you begin to realize that. And you go, oh, this isn't me. This is the body. This is the emotional communication from the body. Oh, the body's very upset. Maybe I should pay attention. All right, then you have acknowledgement of your spiritual nature. That's what your meditations are all about. I am spirit. I am not my body. I am here to create lessons. Some I like, some I don't. But through my meditations, I can be accepting of what I've created and move through it, sometimes even with a little grace. We learn in meditation how to manipulate energy. Aren't you people impressed with meditation? You learn to manipulate energy. You run your earth energies, your cosmic energies. You own and cleanse your aura. You manipulate energies in so many ways on a conscious level. Now you see why it's easy to forget all the things that meditation does for you. Be aware, blowing a rose, clearing the aura, and running energy are all ways of manipulating energies. And we do those in meditation. Another thing that's great is we have validation, acknowledgement of ourselves as we are, and we're able to more easily and clearly receive validation from our God. There's not much more powerful than that validation. Of course, we can't leave out the fact that meditation brings us healing or change. Through meditation, we make conscious change without effort and are able to manifest that in the physical body so easily and so much more gracefully than if we attempt to do so many things just from a body level. Another thing that's really wonderful about meditation, it gives us the energy and the opportunity to forgive or to let go, to release things that are causing issues in our lives that we really don't even need. So enough about all the wonderful benefits of meditation. Let's practice it, because this is how you get to know you, the spirit, that you are not your body. This is how you reconnect with your God, which is where all power flows. So close your eyes and tune into you. Take a nice deep breath. And let's start with what I started with in my little list of wonderful benefits of meditation, and that is grounding. So allow a flow of energy to move from a space near the base of your spine, and allow that energy to go through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Take some nice deep breaths. Remember your body. Meditation is so much for the body because it's allowing the body to accept you as spirit, as well as you as spirit to accept that you have a body. I know sometimes people would like to ignore that, but we're here to learn and grow through the body. So as you ground, be aware you have a body. You are spirit, you are not your body. Remember to breathe. Bodies need oxygen. I know there are many meditations quite focused on breathing. And the reason is because it changes the energy in the body to be more accepting of you, the spirit. Now, on that foundation of grounding, I'd like you to be aware of yourself, the spirit, and begin by being above your head. Just allow yourself to sit on top of your head. You perceive yourself as a bright spark of light. Let that light stop right at the top of your head. Your body may feel a warmth or a tingling or just a presence. Take a nice deep breath and allow your body to be aware of you. And allow you to be aware of your body. Every time you enter a new body, you have to relearn many things about having a body. It can be completely confusing if no one around you that's already in a body has any of this information. So you mostly got taught you are a body, and that is not true. You are spirit, and you have a body. Now allow that bright spark that is you to slowly come into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Experience being there for a moment. And know that you are now meditating. You've connected yourself as spirit to your physical body. You've brought your bright light, your spiritual presence, into the body, in that place where you're meant to abide when functioning here, the center of your head, where you can be neutral, can see. Pause for a moment and be aware of you. I want you to meditate for just a moment on the main benefit for you, you the spirit, from meditation. Then be aware of the main benefit for your body from your meditation. Meditate for just a moment about how meditation has literally saved your life in some way in this lifetime, or maybe in many ways. I have a long list of ways that meditation has helped me save my life. Avoiding an automobile wreck. Avoiding illness. Healing my body enough to keep it going. Add to your list of how many ways meditation has helped you. I've heard people say it's assisted them with substance abuse of all kinds, with forgiveness, acceptance, health. Some have even managed to experience joy in this world and happiness. Do you have a long list of how you've saved your body with meditation? Use your grounding and being in the center of your head and validate that. And you might ask yourself the question, wow, if it's so great and it's been so beneficial, what is it that interferes with me using this on a daily basis, on a regular basis? And when you discover those excuses, start allowing them to go down your grounding cord. One of the wonderful things about grounding is not only is it a stability and an attachment to the physical world for you, the spirit, it's also one for the body and a way to release energies from the body that you, the spirit, no longer want to keep within that nice body. Energies that are inappropriate stored within your body will eventually cause illness. Use your grounding to let go of any interference to meditation. Now, I'd like for you to tune into your body. Grounding and centering and being the present moment are the best ways I know to be in touch with your body. So, you're already grounded and centering. I want you to pay attention to the body's rhythms. Tune in to your heartbeat. Tune in to your breathing. Allow your breathing and heartbeat to bring you to your body and your awareness of your body. Many religions teach the body is evil. Only if you create that. You, the spirit, are the light and life and creator in that body. So let go of any invalidation about your body, down your grounding cord, wherever you got it. Let it go down your grounding cord. Your body is your creation. Tune into it. Own it. It's your vessel in this lifetime. If you do not own it, someone else will, which is a very good reason to own it. It's like people who end up getting caught doing something bad and end up in court and in jail, and they say, but I don't remember that. I didn't do that. Someone else did, and your body is what is responsible then. And you are responsible for whatever that body does. So give yourself permission to own it, to experience it. It's joy, it's sadness, it's experience in this life. It's yours to have. And meditation can bring you to the space of being in charge. I want you to feel your skin. Feel your feet on the floor and your back on the chair. Draw your attention inside you. This is meditation. Let yourself be aware that you are spirit, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing, and you are now expressing yourself through a physical body. And the body doesn't have those capabilities. So use your grounding and your presence in the center of your head to allow the level of capability that's possible in this body. Experience it. So many times when people become involved in meditation, they leave the body. And this is all part of it. You are welcome to experience out of the body. Spirit accomplishes many things without being able to do them through the body. But to fully experience meditation on this planet, and to fully experience your intended life level, it's necessary to come into and through the body and use it. And that's where meditation comes in. Using meditation to be in touch with yourself, the spirit, and your God. Have you had times where you felt lost and lonely and out of touch, frustrated? Then you're not in touch with yourself, the all-powerful spirit. You're depending on the body to do a job that it cannot do without you. And there is where we need meditation. Sit and be quiet. Allow your energies to flow. Allow yourself to be grounded and neutral. Experience yourself. And you will find your answers for what you have been searching in the latest magazine or TV show. Or in another person. So take a moment right now and use your grounding to let go of anything between you and your body. I'd like for you to be aware of meditation, just the concept of meditation, and allow yourself to release anything that's not appropriate for you at this point in time. Maybe you were taught that meditation helps you leave your body. Well, it can, but it's not the only reason to meditate. Meditation can bring you more fully into the body to be more awake in the physical world. Let go of any lies about meditation. I know there were some religions and other groups that were saying meditation's very bad. I have no idea how they came up with that. It could be because meditation frees you. So if anyone wants to control you, they would not want you to meditate, because you would tune into yourself, become grounded and neutral, and the master of your own life. Take a nice deep breath and be in present time with your meditation. Present time is so easy, remember? Listen to your heartbeat. tune into your breathing. Feel your body. Bring yourself back into present time. The meditation you do at this point in time may be different from the meditation you've done in previous lifetimes or even earlier in this lifetime. We've had many people come in to CDM and say, oh, this is wonderful, once they learned how to ground. I've been meditating, but not being able to truly bring it into my life. And grounding does that. Now, all the great teachers did some form of meditation. So let's take today and communicate with Jesus. All the great teachers that we know well, who are famous, became what we call the Christ. This is reaching a level of awareness of the self as spirit and the relationship with God. Everyone can accomplish that. Not very many people are going to devote their lives to it. But let's communicate with Jesus right now, certainly the one who taught us how to meditate and used his meditation to move through a very challenging experience on planet Earth. So enhance your grounding and then say hello to Jesus. And I want you to talk with him about the benefits of meditation for you, how meditation saves your life, and let him give you his perspective. Then ask Jesus to help you with one of our techniques for meditation, and that is the use of gold energy. So let's get assistance from Jesus to bring a bright gold energy into and through this room and through each one of us. And let it flow into the earth through us. As this gold energy moves through your body, allow it to heal you and energize you. Be aware of how you transform yourself every time you meditate and use this wonderful vibration. Then ask Jesus to give you a healing and let yourself receive. That's another wonderful benefit of meditation, how it assists you and your body to receive. I can't say enough marvelous things about meditation and what a lifesaver it is. again, tune in to your body. If you find yourself floating away and moving out of the body, use your heartbeat, your breathing, your awareness of your body, sitting in the chair. Bring that all together to bring you back to the body. Be in the present moment with the body and see how it saves your life by simply focusing in the reality you have created here. You can save yourself with meditation by tuning into what is and becoming aware of what you would like to heal or change, and then using your ability to manipulate energy to create that change. My gosh. Where did anybody get the idea they're helpless? If you have any of that concept, let it go down your grounding cord. I know we all feel that way at times, but it's definitely an indicator that we need to meditate and reestablish our communication with ourselves and our God. Oh, yes, nice deep breath. Then I want you to ask Jesus to help you. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence for a meditation. Thank Jesus for his assistance. Let's let go of our awareness of him for a moment. Let's do what we focus on meditation for, and that is to communicate directly with our God. So let that gold energy flowing through us, your grounding and neutrality, assist you in this spiritual communication. Say hello to your God and receive a hello in return. God is all things, and we are part of God. Take a moment with your meditation and experience your relationship with your God, your oneness with all things. Take a nice deep breath. Allow your awareness to come back to the body. Meditation saves lives in so many ways. Tune in to how you can reach this state of communion with your God anytime and any place. Be aware of how you carry this into your whole life. All you have to do is touch this level once in your life. You will never forget. And you will always have this sense of confidence about you, the Spirit, that you are the light and life of your physical world, and that you can communicate with God at any time and any place. Be here and now. You might want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee. Open your eyes. Come back to the physical force. And when you're ready, just bend forward and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the Spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.